Hi, everybody. Here we are again, another Saturday. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And today is August 2nd, 2014. And since it's the first of the month here, the second of the month, I should say, not the first, but since we're going to the Lightship, we're going to have our birthday party tonight, so this will be great. So we'll be doing that, you know, at the second half of the hour here. And let's work with people that's had situations, problems, conditions. Think of one of those that you may have encountered. And I'll clear the energy for you for that one specific situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you should feel some peace energy now. It should be in you and in your room. And let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. You can just scroll down a little ways on the BBS website there. And or go to creationlightship.com and find the light beam there. But it's normally handy on BBS very easily. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam to bring peace more into your room. And here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So we'll turn it over to our co-host here, Kathy. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. Hello, everyone. It's Saturday night, and as Ron said, it's August 2nd, 2014, and tonight we're going to the Creation Lightship. This is Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio Station 2 every Saturday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you're new to the program, we talk about Ron Amatron's divine heart-based healings found on his website, creationlightship.com. You'll hear those words a lot. And also there's a lot of information there, like about Ron, who and what he is, and about what going to the Creation Lightship means. So there's a lot of healing going on in this program, and we have it 4 days a week, 4 nights a week on BBS Radio. So there's a schedule there, and on the BBS Radio link, there is a link to for chat room where you can join us for further participation with this program. And on the chat room, you can sign up with an alias if you'd like, and type in your comments and reactions to Ron's healings that he does live on this program. Also ask questions and give some comments about things you might be going through during the time of the healings. So the healings Ron gives are sample healings, as is the going to the Creation Lightship is also a sample of what it's like to be on the physical rejuvenation healing conference calls that he holds every month. So we're lucky to have this because it's an opportunity to get some healing, and Ron is a master healer teacher. He is our escort to the Creation Lightship, and we do, many of us come to this Saturday call for particular healings of our physical body that we'd like the light beings to take a look at. And also, Ron, will we be accepting any phone calls tonight for people who want to call in with their particular situation?
Yeah, we can do that, or if they want to comment on the maybe the Civil War clearings that we did, and you know, some of the weird ship clouds that's out, whatever you want to talk about, you know, we could maybe address those, and you know, maybe, you know, what pre-clearing you have the greatest success with. I think most people using the gray sky clearing all the time, but maybe other ones that you may want to talk about. So it's always good to have callers call in to inform the listeners. So let's, what do you want to do, Kathy?
Well, we do have a couple of questions we can take from yesterday's program to kind of follow up with. I do hope that the person who asked the question is listening right now, but I'm going to assume so because she sent this in for tonight's program. And last night was Friday night. We had the program, and Ron, you and Ann discussed the situation where one of the listeners had a very odd timeline crash frequencies. You said it was an inharmonious timeline dropped in. She had like all kinds of electrical problems. The lights went out. The phones went off, and it was a very strange feeling. And you mentioned that there was a mass abduction in the area, in her area. So she wants to ask you about that. And I don't know if you discussed it. She may not have heard. But she wants to know if she was among the abducted when that happened.
I think the whole area was. So remember, the abductions can be a mass abduction. So, the whole city could be taken up, abducted, and, recreated here on a hologram. So that's what I think happened in this situation. So some people don't understand the abduction process of what happens to people. The media, and they talk about stuff, normally you think, well, the ones that they know about anyway, what you don't know about is where the problems are, typically. But most people think that you're actually fully conscious when you're abducted, that you see the aliens, you may see a silver ship or something, or see yourself laying on a table or being experimented with. That's what the general populace thinks on the abduction scenario. So if you ask most people, as 100 people say, well, have you been abducted? They'll look at you probably in what are you talking about? And maybe one in 1,000 might say, yeah, I had something strange happen to me. But this is happening to everybody, and you just don't know what's going on. So, yeah, I think the whole town that she lives in basically was abducted. So did that include you? Yes, the whole place was taken. And, to the other people around that would probably be going to the town, they were just probably, doing a fabrication of the town, another timeline. And we all know about the timeline. If you're quite interested in that, just you can see an abduction real time, instantly, if you go to YouTube and look for the German highway camera. And that you actually saw a truck being levitated, lifted up. And when I came back down again, there was no cargo on it. So anyway, you can just go and watch it on YouTube. You may have to put down maybe semi-truck abduction or something. I think we had a beep, but you want to get that?
Yes, I think so. Hi, do we have a caller? If so, please go ahead. Do you have a question or comment for Ron?
Hi, yes, I do. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi.
Hi. Ron invited us. You invited us to call in, and I guess I've been wanting to share this for a little while about, I was doing the timeline crashes for the Civil War, and I was actually feeling those pretty heavy. I was having visions, and Ann mentioned the other day, I was meeting people with Southern accents, and a lot of things are coming up for me. And I wanted to share this one testimonial. It was, after you taught us how we could do the finger exercise differently by bringing our spirits aligned into our bodies. And, I'm pretty isolated out here, so I really enjoy taking my walks. And I headed out one morning and to take a walk, and I couldn't walk. I was feeling that I just was in so much pain, and I didn't know where it was coming from, and I thought, well, this is just really weird. So, naturally, I, put myself in the be here and the now and did my finger exercise, and then did the mind to heart drop, and I'm like, no, I was sleeping a lot with, and I was having some really weird dreams with all that timeline crashing, with all the Civil War issues that were coming through, and I did the exercise you taught us, Ron, about, you know, bringing your fingers out by your ears and then commanding your spirit to be aligned looking through your eyes. And I did my right side and my left side, and it was like this shift happened, and I took another couple steps, and my pain was completely gone, and I was able to go on my walk, and it was amazing. It was instant. It was just like, wow. You know, I'm like, I'm sure my spirit probably did a crash landing coming back from a dream and just wasn't in properly. And so I've been wanting to thank you for that for a long time, Ron, because that was amazing to me.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's actually bringing your spirit into your body properly. It's already in your body normally, but it realigns your spirit by moving your hand, like from your ear to your facing forward. You're actually turning your spirit inside of your body so that you can be in your body properly. That's good. That's great. So, yeah, you're probably in your body, you know, you were in your body wrong, and your body wasn't getting the connections, which means that that's probably why you're in pain. Very interesting. You know, normally I don't think the pain would exist that much, but very good. Very, very good.
Yeah, the heaviness went away. It was very, very cool. It was just like, oh, got to thank Ron for this one. And also, I was going to ask if I could ask really quick. I started the Bites and Stings this month, and Ron, I had a quick question because I was trying to remember. I know it's been quite a while since you did the profile, you know, maybe about a year and a half ago for the Bites and Stings. My question is, when you're running, like I just did the ticks, and like if I see if I had like, you know, maybe six tick bites, you know, throughout my lifetime that I could remember, if I just run ticks, is that going to cover all six of them? Or do I have to run each one individually?
Yeah, you have to run them one at a time because you're starting off initially when the initial tick bite happens. So you have to go back to the original cause and then go forward on that and get rid of, you know, the energy. And you can also do, you know, with that, you know, the timeline crashes. If you just happen to know about when that happened, you know, maybe you remember having a tick bite at ages 6 or 7, then you put that in on a timeline crash and get rid of that energy because it's still with you now. You know, everything in the past is with you until you release it.
Okay, I didn't think of that one. And then for mosquitoes, too, you know, I mean, you can't just put in one mosquito bite. Would it be possible to do, like, yearly, to do, like, a whole year, you know, run yearly for that? Or how do you work for the mosquitoes?
Yeah, I thought I'd go either week by week or month by month for a particular year.
So I can do a whole year.
Yeah, do one whole year might be more difficult because everything works in the now, so it's harder to cover that much, you know, territory typically, you know, in this lifetime. So I would probably do it maybe week by week if you know, the mosquitoes are only out in the summer, so you only have, you know, maybe, I would guess, maybe 4 months to 6 months to be bitten.
Okay.
And if that's what I would do is maybe do this this one and then, you know, wait a little bit of time and do, you know, maybe last year the same basic time.
Okay. All right, great.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye, Janice. Yeah, it's a good point, Ron, with all the summer months ahead and the hot weather ahead, there's bound to be a lot of bites and stings, especially if you have pets. Sometimes they have fleas, and how do you clear multiple flea bites, multiple mosquito bites? So I guess month by month would be a good thing to do when you have a multiple.
Yeah, that's what I would do. And if it's if you know that you got bit, you know, more on a daily basis, then you know, like I said, I'd do it week by week. So no, well, you're covered more and you have more clearings going on.
Yeah. Yeah, those aliens sure bringing insects over here to bug us all the time. I know in my neighborhood, we all got a notice that they're the mosquito that carries the West Nile virus has been detected, and there's 6 cases in the county already. So they're giving us lots of warnings of how to protect ourselves. Now, in this instance, Ron, if I wanted to really, you know, defend myself through the creation light ship, through the light, would you suggest that I timeline crash that situation of mosquito-carrying West Nile virus, for example?
Well, the fact that you heard about it means you were probably put onto that timeline. So I would just crash the timeline with that mosquito on it. And you know, keep doing that. And each time you hear somebody talk about it, they know that they're trying to hook you up. And, you know, then do more timeline crashes on it. So you want to be off the timeline of a problem. It's such a problem. So you want to get off of it before, you know, you have a confrontation with it.
Yeah, I want to get off of it before I have to know about it in person, right? Yeah, because there are signs all over the neighborhood, and the neighbors are talking about it, and I'm really not paying too much attention to it as far as even mentioning it to anyone except you here because of the last caller. Only to illustrate a case in point, if something like this happens in the area where there's some sort of a warning because of an invasion of a certain type of an insect, this is what we could do, a timeline crash with the name of the insect and just keep crashing the timeline. So we'll do. Thank you. Now, I think we had another beep. Is there a caller there? If so, go ahead.
Hi, thank you. My name is Melita.
Hi.
And I'm newly getting the benefit of your show, but I'm not familiar with how to do a timeline crash. So when you mentioned just do it with a timeline crash, I need a review, please.
Okay, yeah, on the website you go into the healing list and just type in, or the search box, type in, timeline crash. And from there, you can sign up for a week. I'm not sure what the price is. I think it's $20 a week, $60 a month. So you have two options there, I believe. And when you do that, you can use PayPal. And if you don't have PayPal, then still get into PayPal. They take credit cards at the bottom, I think, of the second page where you can change how it works. And then you will be sent the login, and then you go on to the website, and you have access for a week or a month to do timeline crashes. So you want to get off of timelines. You want to be in the now. And if you did it for, say, a month, and you wanted to really benefit, then you want to do, you know, a lot of these. A lot could be 500 of them. It just depends on what your situation is. Everybody has their own situation on something. If you have a physical condition that you've had for quite a while, maybe, you know, 5-10 years, then you may want to do 1,000 timeline crashes on your situation because you're being replicated, replicated on timeline that you know nothing about with your particular situation, illness or whatever. And so that's how, you know, you work with the website as you go on. And then you have access 24/7. And just get in there and start doing timeline crashes. And that's the way to get back into the now. So whenever you hear something going down or something's happening or whatever, once you hear it, then you're brought on to that timeline. Now, if you have DNA that has a situation, a problem with it, that's similar to what somebody's telling you about, then it'll be even worse because now the DNA in you is activated and it came forward. So that's the way that works. And then that can put you into the fear ball. Does that help you?
Well, it sounds like there's an infinite number of timeline possibilities, so this could be a forever thing.
I won't say that. It could be. But, you know, like if you have, let's just say that you sprung, you went out and you hurt your toe, right? And your toe now is in pain. Well, right away, the aliens have you maybe on 500 timelines with your hurt toe. And your healing process here could take a long time because they copy and paste it into this arena here. And since you're a new you, every 10 minutes as they bring in a clone replica of you here, and you're only real a couple hours a month, then you keep having this situation over and over again occurring. So you do the timeline crashes, and eventually, if you do enough of them to where the aliens are not replicating you on a timeline, your tone might just get better instantly.
Okay, so if you have given your authority away to the aliens to allow them to do this, then this is an explanation for why you keep having a repeating occurrence of something that, a pattern that won't stop.
Yeah, that is correct, yes. And you don't necessarily have to give it away to them, but they take it. So you really have no choice in the matter, unfortunately. You know, you can't just say no and, you know, leave me alone and they'll go away. You know, this is their agenda here, and this is how they treat humanity. So it's a way that the only way you can really be, I won't say 100% safe, but I could say maybe 90 possibly, is to be in the now and be unemotional. When you're emotional, then instantly they're going to look for you because you're emitting energy. So when you emit energy of drama and trauma in duality, because you're living on the matrix energy, then when you're in the matrix, that's what they look for, is people who are having situations. And then from there, they put you and replicate your situation on multiple timelines. Because then they share you. You're actually being shared, you know, timeline sharing.
So if one can govern their emotions and stay in the now, then they can be at peace.
Yes, you can be a lot more peace, yes, uh-huh. Because if they look around
for
emotional
help.
Stuff. Yes, the key is to be in peace. And that's why
your first
one to do is emotional clearing, a whole lifetime one, to get rid of a lot of that baggage that you have. And then from there, you can be in peace a lot easier. So thank you for calling. Back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Ron. That was a good explanation. If the caller is still there, I'd like to add something. Are you still there, caller? Okay. I didn't hear her hang up, but I guess she had to. I just also wanted to add that she could listen to the Be in the Moment tutorial. That's an audio example on your homepage, creationlightship.com. It really helps you to learn to practice to be in the moment. And it's a good exercise for all of us to do daily so we can stay off of those timelines as much as possible. And yes, Ron, you were right with the prices. The timeline crash with space-time crash is $20 a week, and they're $50 for the month. So that's a pretty good deal. Because you can do unlimited timeline crashes. Well, usually you suggest no more than 4 or 5 windows up at a time, right, Ron?
Yeah, and you want to take the same issue. So, have a hurt back, your toe hurts and you have a knee problem, you know, you have to do just one of those, and you can put up more than one screen on your computer, so you're doing 4 times as much. But I would not mix the energies of your situation. You want to clear one of them out first and then do the next one. And the default timer, I think, is set for 15 minutes, and you can lower it down to 5 if you wish. And the timelines normally, for what I've experienced, takes between 5 minutes to an hour to crash. It depends where you're on that timeline. And all of a sudden, you're going to feel relief, we'll say within that hour of time, as you're doing these timeline crashes. And then also look at the clouds up around your house, and as you're doing this here, the clouds will turn into like ice cubes at times because you're changing and getting rid of the timelines and the connection is not there. So that's quite interesting when you see like ice cube clouds or like shards of glass in little pieces. So anyway, that's what happens.
Yeah, those are the good clouds. and Ron, you've also advised in the past that those who want to do timeline crashes, they're a little bit more advanced. can also run them overnight for longer periods of time on the default timer set to a higher number, correct?
Yes, you can do that, yes. Are you still there?
I am, yes.
Okay, great, yeah, yeah. So people can do that. But first get your feet wet if you're a newbie and get in there and do as many as you can and, you know, do it at night. You know, you're going to feel some type of relief normally within an hour or two. So it's quite interesting to get out of the matrix, and that's what's happening. You're slowly pulling back to get the energies that are being corrupted around you, or you could even say like the virus that you have, like a computer virus. You know, it's inhabiting you and coming into your energy system, which is what they're doing. So the whole process is to be in the now, and you know, and when you're in the now, then you're not going to deal with as much of this stuff because you're not going to be emotional in the now. That's what I'll do is a mind to heart drop, and I'll do this for everybody right now. We'll be going to the light ship probably in about 10 minutes. So here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud. You can whisper it if you wish to take your thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. It's that simple. Then I count from 10 to 1. You could do that yourself. Once you do it maybe for a week and you know that it's working and, you know, you feel comfortable, then you can maybe go, you know, 3, 2, 1 or 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But I always do 10 because some people are new and they want to feel your thoughts actually moving through your body to your heart. So it's quite interesting to feel it. So here we go, dropping down with your thoughts, and then you're at peace. You can't think. So then you're in non-judgment. Remember, spirit doesn't have any communication, you know, typically. So you're not going to be able to judge anything. The spirit can't judge, and thoughts are judgment. So here we go, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So we'll see if you're still going to be with us here as we talk. A lot of times what we're saying when you're in the present moment, you won't really even hang on to it because you're too peaceful. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, it's very good to feel that peace, especially if you feel if you had something on your mind during the day or something was bothering you that somebody said and you're driving home from work thinking about it. Well, this is an exercise you can do without a computer in the moment, and it will bring you back to center and you feel grounded and peaceful and balanced, as I guess the best way to say it. And whatever was bothering you seems to not be quite so important anymore. And there's a lot of people talking about the mind-to-heart drop and how great they feel doing that on Ron's archive, especially lots of information, too, to the caller who just called about timeline crashing. I just like to mention that Ron's archives and VBS Radio in the year 2011, about February 2011, is where he discussed the timeline crashes were kind of new then, and everyone who started doing them just thought they were the greatest thing ever. They were new and different, and it was just a phenomenal kind of a healing to be able to get off of a timeline. Just imagine. So if you want to listen to those archives in VBS Radio from around the beginning of February 2011, you'll get quite a good background there. And also on Ron's other radio show, which he has the archives posted on the right-hand side of his webpage next to the BBS Radio Archives, Ron did two shows about Timeline Crashing 1, Timeline Crashing 2. And there's a lot of great, straightforward information there from Ron where he explains about timeline crashing in detail. And it's the more recent of the timeline crash information. So anyone wanting to know more about timeline crashing before they proceed or as they're going along will find a lot of fountain of information in those archives. And so also I'd like to mention, Ron, that those of listeners who purchased the timeline crash that you had the webmaster add recently with the space-time crash, would like to know the status of how the link's working now. I guess some people couldn't get onto the link, or they couldn't access the timeline crash. Could you give an update, please?
Yeah, the one that probably was more of a problem was the people who were on it for maybe 1 week. So as of, I think that's already a week under the bridge already. So typically if you had it for a week, I think it got updated on the 24th. So, but if you got onto it and it stopped working during that time frame, which would be prior to that, but I think we're out of it right now because the code only lasts for 7 days. And so basically it was over a couple of days ago. But typically, if you have a problem with the one-month code, then just send me over your PayPal information about when you purchased it and make sure that I have your email. Maybe type that in if it's not there. And then from there I can go through there and I'll just refund your money and you can re-log in again in order to get the new code for this month, because it changes, you know, daily. But now we're in a new month, and you can start out fresh for having a month of clearings. So, and just going a little further, if you buy a clearing, we'll say you buy a clearing for a week or even a month. Well, that's when it starts, when you get the receipt, and it's automatic on that day. Now, if you don't go to your computer, we'll say that you bought a weekly timeline crash, right? And, you know, you didn't go to it until 6 days later. You only have 1 day on that clearing. So does it last for 1 week after you purchased it? So it goes by your purchase date, and then you count the days. It's not when you start the clearing. So definitely, you know, if you're going to get a clearing, naturally, normally most people will get the clearing, and they'll start using it, you know, once they get the codes, which is probably within a minute after you pay for it. It gets sent to you instantly, and you have your PayPal receipt, and then you get a second email giving you the login codes. So the PayPal receipt triggers the website, the server, to send you over the code. That's the way it works. If you don't get one of them, then check your spam folder. And sometimes some of the you just have an internet connection difficulty somewhere. It's just lost space or something. But I would say 99% of the people get the code instantly. So if you're one of those 1%ers, then just send me an email, and I check my emails normally within every 3 days. I can't always do it. I'm very busy now. But anyway, if there's a problem, let me know, and I'll get back with you. So let's go to the lightship, I guess. Anything else you want to cover? What I will say, too, is for the people that are going to be signing up for the 8-hour conference calls, and they're going to want to get all the calls for this month, which is the 4 weekly calls plus the Saturday and the 3 consecutive Sundays, which will be starting shortly here. If you get that and you want to sign up, then I'll be giving the code to you on the calls, which will be the Saturday and Sunday calls. Sundays are 8 hours, and you'll be getting the free self-sabotage clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing if you get onto that particular, monthly frequent flyer, okay? And so if you do get on it and you want to start the sabotage clearing now, then just send me your receipt, and I can get the code and give it to you if you're going to be on those calls. But normally what I do is give it out verbally on the calls, but to give you a little head start, if you like, I can do that. But I'll need the receipt sent to me saying that you're going to be on all the calls. So that's should be pretty straightforward there. And so let's go to the lightship, everybody. And this only works live on Saturday nights. If you're listening to an archive, then you're going to be feeling peace energy, and you will not be going to the lightship. so you're going to be bi-located, and you're still here, so don't think you're going to be taken off. For most people, they like to not come back, not to be here, but aside from that, you know, you're going to be, if you're intuitive enough, you're going to be able to see light beams. A lot of people see them, and they know what's happening before I even say what's going on because they're already in the rooms, and I get it like about a five-second delay on it. But here we go, and I'll take six different rooms for people if you would like to enter those into the chat box there, and maybe you can tell me what the rooms are, Kathy. That'd be helpful. So here we go, everybody. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants if you wish, and along with yourself. And like I said, if it's just you, then listening live, you'll be going up. You can't bring your children or grandmother or somebody. They have to be listening to the program. So here we go. Everybody listening, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going into the hot tub room. And this is where they check you out, see what some of your conditions are. And right now we're having a type of energy around us. It looks like a greenish gold, like mud energy. And this will help to detoxify your body. And we'll go into another room, and I'll see what Kathy can bring up here. So we'll go into the rainforest room. And here we go. And just request your one particular healing that you'd like to have. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I got one more room here, Kathy. Now let's go on to the penthouse. This I enjoy. And this is where the light beams are. Probably the females come and they'll do like a little facial on us here. So you may want to look in a mirror, possibly, and just see how you look. Normally your eyes will get a lot brighter, clearer. You might be able to see better even. And so they're going to be working on your face. Normally you feel your cheeks kind of changing slightly. Your saliva could change, and it's quite interesting. So you'll be in this room until the program ends, which will be about 20 minutes here. So here we go, and we'll be coming back to the light ship but prior to that, but you'll still be there having the facial until straight up on the hour. So we'll give you a little extra time on that. So here we go. What other room would you like, Kathy?
The gold room, and then we need to go to the birthday food court.
Okay. Great. Okay, the gold room. So this is where gold energy is. And request your one healing. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the food court. So this is where we have our birthday party. So if you're a seer, you're going to see light beams are also different types of forms of light, you know, physical bodies. And it's like a food court, so we're going to be getting our little, like, size of a pencil eraser on the end of a pencil or food, very high energy. And you're a choice of what you want to have. So, you know, like I say, you may want to get a magnifying glass so it looks big to you. So here we go. So I'll look for the hot fudge and the German chocolate cake and the drizzle and the cherries and the strawberries and, you know, it's all very good. And here we go. So you're a choice yourself to what you'd like to have. And we're having that now. And you might feel your body getting full. And here we go. You can get seconds and thirds if you wish. And the light beams are coming now. And for those who have a birthday this month, we'll be singing happy birthday, and the light beings will be doing their wonderful harmonizing, we'll say, to energize everybody. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you might even hear some music there in the background. It's possible people hear and see the light beings singing. And there we go. So happy birthday, everybody. And let's go to another room. So what room should we go to, Kathy?
Cancer cell release centrifuge.
Okay, so we'll go to the cancer cell release room. And so they scan you and tell you what your situations are. You remember, you're consciously aware on the light ship. You're talking to the light beams. And you may have the information brought back here. Maybe not. Everybody's different. But here we go. going into that room, being scanned, and they're working with us. And every year, you have free choice, free will on the light ship. And now we'll go into the centrifuge room. This room is used to help to eliminate different patterns that we may have, addiction patterns, things more difficult to clear, possibly, things that you're just stuck with. Okay, you don't know how to get rid of it. So this is that room that can help you release these deep-seated energies. So here we go. So think of something that you'd like to get released. Room is spinning. And as you think of this energy, bring it up. If you're able to see, it's like a cloud leaving your body where it's being stored. So you might see something happening in your knees. You know, it's hard to say where you're carrying the energy. But we'll go to the walls of the room that's spinning. So here we go. Think of your one situation. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And then let's go into the room with the frogs. So these are the frogs that are in water. You might hear them croaking, singing their songs, and they'll have healing energies in it. So here comes the frogs. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we have another room, Kathy?
Yes, deers and bears.
Okay, so the deer room. So your choice, what type of deer you'd like. A lot of people like to have little fawns. They normally come in groups of three. So here we go. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And bears, huh? So here comes the bears. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And you can be in more than one room at one time. So if you're feeling energies moving or sensing from a different room, you could be in a room that we're not even talking about here. So that happens, too, with some people. Let's go to the dolphin room. So if you like being with dolphins, here they come. Stronger, stronger, and these are the pink dolphins. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll do one more room, Kathy.
Unicorns.
Unicorns. Okay, here we go. So one, here they come, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, so there we go. And remember, the light beings need to have a physical form to work with you. So when you're on the light ship, this is what they choose to be in with their spirit energies, because you have to have that conduit to work with you. So we're coming back from the light ship now. And your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming back down and with you. So I'll count, I guess, from five to one backwards here to bring you here. You're going to feel the room change around you because you're completely out of time right now. So here we go. Coming back down. One, or five, four, three, two, and one. There we go. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, that was a marvelous trip to the Creation Light Ship. Feels very peaceful and feel very heart-centered right now. But I'm going to continue on, and we have some announcements. Then we'll get to some more emails. Okay, so that was a trip to the Creation Light Ship, which Ron offers us in a lot more time on the conference calls he was just discussing, the special monthly conference calls. For the month of August, we'll start August 9th. That's a Saturday, and it's an Ascension preparation call, much like this one we had tonight. When you purchase the conference calls, you can also include the other three Sundays of the month, which would be August 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. And those are 8-hour conference calls, and we do a lot of healing. Ron is our escort there. We do them live, However, if you cannot be on the call the entire time, of course, you can let Ron know. You'll be absentee or in and out, as a lot of people say, often on the line, often on the call. And Ron says that once we're up on the Creation Light ship, that will be just fine. The healings will still work and take place. And we're there during the month in quarantine as well. So it's a very good thing to do, to go to the to sign up for the conference calls and get a lot of the densities taken out of us that are taking the place of our spirit. The densities have basically robbed us without our free will against us and are holding darkness in its place of spirit. So we want to do that because we want to ascend with our bodies as much as possible and have just feel better anyway, because there is a lot of rejuvenation that goes on the calls. I feel them intensely, and I have a lot of energy during the days when I'm on the Creation Lightship intensives on those Sundays. And as Ron also announced, when he begins the conference calls, he will give out the password and the username to the new clearing for self-sabotage. And so that way you'll have it. You can use it during the day. Or if you've purchased the conference call already and you won't be on the conference call live, please just forward your PayPal receipt to Ron and ask him for the username and password for the sabotage clearing in advance. And as he said, that would work fine. So now we can take some questions. And I have a quick one here for you, Ron. Will you please advise if the Century Clearing is online, the Century Clearing?
Not yet. I do that one myself with people online. Not online, but over the telephone, I should say. The reason is because I need to tell them what time they, or how long they've been here, basically. So I go through each particular century one at a time and clear the energy off. And then you feel much better normally because you're hanging on to all of this stuff. And that's what happens. So most people have been here, you know, maybe 35 to maybe 80,000 years. Typically, I've been up to, I think, 105,000, but normally, you know, somewhere in that time frame is there, and it's a lot. So unless you just came for this last 2,000-year cycle, but that's very, 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 very unusual. I don't think I had anybody. I had one person, yeah, that has come just for this one time. But other than that, most people have all this baggage. And the reason why you have baggage is because you're stuck here and you keep choosing bodies with DNA that are corrupted because you don't know the difference to get out every 2,000 years. So that's the problem. So anyway, hopefully everybody listening can at least do a few clearings. You have to start off with your emotional one first because you want to get rid of your baggage. And that's the one that gets rid of most of your stuff that you're dealing with so you can be out of judgment more. And remember, this is an emotional planet with the law of cause and effect, bringing you up and down, back and forth like a yo-yo. And the aliens love that because they can steal your energy and steal your spirit, steal your soul in the process. And so that's, the good and bad news. So you need to do that clearing, the emotional clearing, which is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Very similar. It was much easier then because people weren't involved with the computers and TV and radio, everything else, that, you know, all that information that we're getting inundated with now. Each time you hear something, it gets stored in your body. Remember, your hard drive is continuously recording, and that's judgment stuff. So you want to get out of that. That's why you want to be in the now. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, will you clarify about that century clearing, how many years it you clear out? Did you say that you determine how many years they've been around spiritually and then that's what gets cleared, that many years? So if they were, if someone was around for 60,000 years, you clear out 60,000 years of emotional baggage?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, I started we started the current your current age, and then that goes back in time, and we do each century we go back and I clear out each century going back and back, and then when I finally stop, that's when you incarnated here, and that's the way it works. Everything starts in the now and goes back, because you need to start in the present moment where you are. I haven't anything in the future, although that could be a possibility too for some people. But that's just gets to be a little more complicated, and there's already so much to do anyway. That typically you're looking at your past reality of your ancestors that are causing all of your situations and problems here, and that's why you want to get that out of you, because those judgments are stored inside of your body, preventing your body to ascend. So that's basically how that looks. So that's what happens, Kathy. I go back and tell the date of that person when they incarnated, and at that point I won't have anything to clear, and they're cleared. So, yeah, that's what it is. It's like your spiritual incarnations in the bodies that you're in with your physical body now, and we clear that out. So I only go back to when your spirit incarnated. If your body's been here longer than that, I don't go back past that. So back to you.
That is just phenomenal. that just sounds so extremely powerful. I remember on an archive I heard someone who'd had the century clearing really impressed me, because you mentioned that you were removing all this emotional baggage over the years. And they had been around maybe for like 30,000, 40,000, I don't know. But what they had called to tell you was that they think that because they had the century clearing, that she was able to excel in a difficult program, a class, far beyond the rest of the class. And it really surprised her, as she is usually the one, she said, that's left far behind in the class. So everyone else was struggling while she just forged ahead. So she thought it was the century clearing that made a big difference, and it's quite possible that healing shows up in some magnificent ways. Comments from the chat room. Ron, you had, while we were on the light ship, you had the light beings give us a facial, and someone here is thanking you for the special facial. So maybe everyone could look in a mirror and see if they notice anything different. I got to remember to do that, too. Thanks for that reminder and for the appreciation. That was a really special treat to get the facial. And let's see. Someone's asking, how much is the century clearing? Is that arranged through your email, private email with you, Ron?
Yeah, I believe I'm charging now $150 for that. And it
$150?
I used to charge more, but I think $150 is what I'm charging now. And the century clearing... it could take upwards to sometimes 4 hours to do. So, it'll be at least an hour and a half, typically. And so some people actually need to stop because the body needs to integrate the energies maybe for 15 minutes or so. But it all depends how it works out. And from there, when you're done, you feel a lot lighter because you're dealing with energies that you know nothing about. And we're going in there and taking out your past history, in a sense. I won't say it's all of your past history, because nothing is final. You should all understand that. But, it'll get rid of a lot of what you're dealing with. And it's what you're not dealing with that comes up, too. So it gets rid of that without you even having to experience it. And that's good. So you're getting a new lease on life. So
for $150, not bad at all. My gosh, where else can you get something like that? Anyway, that's very good to know. There's really good information about the century clearing on some of the archives, too. Apparently people have heard about it, but we just don't talk about it all that much because it's not online. And if you do want to purchase the century clearing, please send Ron an email. And you can prepay for it on the PayPal, right, Ron? They can just go ahead and pay for it and then make an arrangement with you.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
You can do a donation or something. We can set up a time. Right now, I've been so busy. In fact, I've been so busy since probably last October with stuff. It's, you know, there's a lot going on. Right now, where I am, the clouds look like, kind of like if you had a like whipped cream on like a sundae or something, or on top of a cake, or kind of looks like those popcorn balls. It looks really strange, and they're all white, real real thick. Yeah, they may look like cauliflower, white cauliflower, you know, in a sense. So you can kind of get that visual. Think of cauliflower having popcorn on it. I mean, it's just really really bizarre looking. I've never seen anything like it before. So,
wow.
Anyway, you might be seeing things. I got rid of, I think, two different matrix energies. That was like maybe 4 days ago. I got rid of one of them, and some blue light came in. Kind of much like the lady in the Hunger Games, I believe is what it was. Hunger. And so when she put the arrow, it hit the top of the sky and started fracturing. So I did that. That blue light came in. Then a couple of days ago, I was working on the next layer above that. And all of a sudden, so the first one had blue light coming in. And the second one was white light. Then it turned into like a rainbow. And so right now I'm not looking at what I need to do next, but that happened in the last, say, 4 days. So if you feel the energy around you, or you know that you had an energy shift, I didn't know what was going on. That's what it probably was. So we're taking out the matrix energies here. How many there are, I have no clue. Well, we got two of them out. So hopefully that should be wonderful for people. And it looks like we're about straight up on the hour. So anything you want to add, Kathy? And then I'll do the mind of heart.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for the update of your experiences, Ron. It's always interesting to hear if, in case we do feel something, we understand what's going on with you, too. It's good to know. I want to remind everyone that the next Creation Lightship program is on Monday, Station 1 at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Please continue to send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That show is called The Healing Highway. And also please review the CLS chat intro page for telephone numbers, emails, events, archives, reminders, and important links to the creationlightship.com. Also, there's the finger exercise and spirit integration reminder updates in there. So lots of good information there. So, Ron, thank you so much for the trip to the Creation Lightship tonight, for the healings and all the updates. And thank you, too, BBS.
Okay, so we'll do the mind-to-heart drop for everybody. Way you can be very peaceful. So again, you just do this out loud. You can whisper it. And this takes a place of meditation because you're consciously aware of where you are. You don't have to sit down and take an hour or two to do something. And you can live your life, and you can do this instantly if you get upset. Somebody pushes your buttons. Do this, and all of a sudden you're going to be peaceful. And that source energy is peace. So here we go. Mind a heart drop. And again, I count from 10 to 1 backwards. Going to command your spirit to do this for you. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you can see, you know, 15, 20 seconds, you're in your heart center. That's simple. So just kind of be peaceful. If you take your phone off the hook, you know, and turn the TV and radio off and enjoy your evening just being in peace. Because people will take you out of that. So anyway, blessings, everybody, and hope to see you on the Monday program. And then we start our conference calls for energetic courtings on Tuesday, and that's $20. And it's 5:30 Pacific when we start that. So blessings, everyone. Have a good evening. Thank you, Kathy. Good night.